I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch loves a scandal because scandals sell newspapers. But Murdoch can't be very pleased with the phone hacking scandal in Britain. That's because it's enveloping his own company, News International. The scandal has already led to the closure of Murdoch's best-selling News of the World newspaper, and allegations that some of Murdoch's staff have engaged in hacking, deception, and privacy violations continue to surface. Peter Kirkham is a former chief inspector with London's Metropolitan Police. Mr. Kirkham, the police chief leading Scotland Yard's phone hacking probe, revealed today that just 170 of more than 4,000 potential victims have been contacted so far. How can this investigation be conducted fairly by the Metropolitan Police when Metropolitan Police officers provided the phone numbers that were hacked in the first place?
Well, I'm not sure that the Metropolitan Police officers provided all the phone numbers that were hacked in the first place. There are allegations that certain members of the Royalty Protection Group provided some royal family phone numbers.
But they provided some of them.
It's investigated wrongdoing by its own members. There's a professional standards department, and there's a long history of all police services dealing with their own internal investigations. We, since the 1990s, I've had the Independent Police Complaints Commission set up here, where investigations are overseen by people that by law cannot have previously served as police officers. So there is an independent aspect to that, and I think the IPCC, if they haven't already, must be considering taking over control of this investigation.
Now, John Yates, an assistant commissioner with London's Metropolitan Police, has said it was inevitable that some officers were corrupt. Tell us who, at the end of the day, is responsible for corruption in the police force.
In terms of being responsible for why it's happening, I would suggest that the situation is far more likely to turn out to be that journalists and others intent on getting information that they know police officers have actually encouraged police officers by offering corrupt payments, as opposed to police officers with information have taken to touting it round, seeing if anybody wants to buy it. In relation to responsibility for making sure there are no corrupt police officers, that is a police governance issue, and it's a matter for the commissioner.
But that makes it sound like it's a given that there are bad cops out there, and it's the journalist's fault. I mean, it does take two people to play tennis, after all.
It does indeed, but there will be bad cops out there. Simple reason, but police officers are human beings with all the frailties that human beings have. You will not find a police department anywhere in the world that doesn't have corrupt members. It is not widespread. It will not prove to be widespread. I'm totally confident about that. But it's inevitable there will be some people who succumb to offers of corruption.
Now, Rupert Murdoch has been called before a parliamentary committee next week. What would you like to see happen now to Mr. Murdoch and his holdings?
I mean, it's not for me to say what should happen to Mr. Murdoch. If there is wrongdoing by members of his staff, then I would expect a responsible organisation, international organisation, to be forthcoming with that information and to expose it and to hand it over to the authorities. It's patently obvious that they didn't do that at an earlier stage. If it comes down to the fact of would an organisation that knowingly corrupts police officers to get on unlawfully obtain information, that doesn't sound to me like someone that's fit and proper to hold a broadcasting or a media licence, so far as any licence is required.
Mr. Kirkham, you've got a lot of experience with London's Metropolitan Police. I'm just wondering if you've ever seen anything like this episode, or had you ever seen an episode that made you think someday this whole press thing and hacking is going to get really bad and out of control?
This is the first time that the subject of the operation of the media and their dodgy practices in terms of seeking information and their dodgy dealings with the Metropolitan Police and others has come to light. In terms of, have you seen anything like this before? No, they've got a perfect storm here of political, media and police interests all mixing and coming together, people settling scores, people recognising that they've got a chance to have a bit of a free shot at what was a very powerful media machine. And so I think there's some score settling going on. It's a perfect storm of problems, and no, the Metropolitan Police isn't going to come out of it looking good any more than anybody else is.
Peter Kirkham, former chief inspector with London's Metropolitan Police, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.